in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
You know, what this recent survey shows is that the public globally is getting more and more concerned about how we're managing water and the threat of water shortages, which of course is getting much greater now with the climate crisis. We're seeing more droughts playing out in many different regions of the world. And of course, you know, Southern Africa at the moment is reeling from the impacts of Cyclone Freddy, as well as we're seeing floods and massive deluges hitting really vulnerable communities. So, you know, the threat of these water extremes is being felt much more keenly by people all around the world.
Well, one thing is having water availability. The other is the quality of that water. And that's been a major bone of contention, specifically here in Itakweni, with high levels of E. coli being found in a lot of water, which many people are saying, well, is it filtering down to my taps at home? So what can you talk to me about the concerns about the quality of water?
So much of the pollution, again, that's happening on our land ends up in our waterways, as well as when we have poorly managed wastewater treatment plants or areas with inadequate sanitation, you know, where there's no sanitation, or, you know, inadequate sanitation is leaking out that pollution into our rivers as well. That's a major concern. So it really shows that we need to have this investment across the board, as well as strong regulation across the board, to make sure that companies and agriculture aren't polluting our waterways. But we really need to see a massive investment in our wastewater treatment infrastructure to keep up with the growing demand.
Well, what then do citizens do about this, whether rural or urban?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the advice varies in lots of different countries around the world. But I think, you know, applying public pressure to make sure that your politicians are thinking about water, thinking about the catchments and source areas that water comes from, and prioritizing all of our water security in the decisions that they are making, that's really critical. There are also lots of practical things that we can do at home and in the places that we work. You know, the company that you work for, are they prioritizing water? And I think at the household level, you know, for people to make sure that, you know, they're also fixing up their own leaks and at home, that they know how much water they're using, if that's possible. You know, for those of us who are metered, go and check it and see, you know, could there be a leak that you haven't realized yet?
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.